stanno giusti. Non si è contro le cose nasali, non è contro la chiesa. Se da noi hai morti, ti dice di me. Now suppose, instead of drinking it in its liquid state, so he will freeze the release with Zutzen of Yana, and then read it in the frozen state. So since this is the frozen state of the heretofore release Yana, and release Yana in its liquid state of the higher effect of everybody, even according to the present Nazarene, so the Mele takes this what is that since this frozen, a little less than Kazayis of Yain Kosh, before it became frozen, was a release Yain Mamesh and heavy drunk, this same release, the same quantity, if he had drunk it before it was frozen, he would be higher. So even if he eats it after it is frozen, so he also be higher, even though it's not the Kazayis Mamesh, it's a much less than the Kazayis. It's a much less than the Kazayis. So in Mele, since the Gemara says that we have a hekesh between Siyel Iskas Siyel Achile, because of the war, Meisival Yomishi, so there is a hekesh between Siyel and Achile, and there are two Achiles in us. One Achile is an Achile of Arabim, and one Achile is an Achile of Yad Kosh. So the question is, to what is it Iskesh? Is Siyas Yayin Iskesh to the Achile of Arabim, or which requires a Kazayis Mitzutze, or it is Iskesh to the Achile of Yad Kosh? So this is what Teisa says. Teisa Shimi is that since the Yayin Kosh, even if it's a little less than Kazayis, but before it became frozen, so it was a release mamish. So the Mele, even if he eats it, after it is frozen, which is a much less than the Kazayis, he'll still be high. Because this same little less than the Kazayis of Yayin Kosh, before it became a trash, had a release. As a matter of fact, I'll be surprised, there was a Jew be surprised. And the Misafraim says so, that if some, let's say, according to the Rezum Nazari, it's from Chaim Zalman Magolis, so according to the Rezum Nazari, that the Shio Siyeh is a release. Suppose you have a release, yeah, and then you'll freeze it. So then you'll be higher, even though when it's frozen, it's a much less than Kazayis. Because since this heretofore, before it became frozen, so it had a release, so that means that it has enough substance. It has enough substance. Enough mass. I mean, in physics it would probably be called mass. It has enough mass to constitute before it became frozen, so it had enough mass to be higher mulches on the sea. So even after it's frozen, but as far as the mass is concerned, it's the same. Only the volume changes, but as far as the mass is concerned, it's the same. So it'll be higher even according to Rabbi Nazar. So in Mele, according to Rabbi Akiva, we have the hekesh between sea and Achille, but there are two Achilles. There is Achilles and Arabim, they will require the Zayis Mamesh, and then Achille of Yayin Kosh. And there, we don't require Kazayis Mamesh. We require a Kazayis minus Mashu. Because that Kazayis minus Mashu has the same mess that was contained in the same substance in its liquid state when it had the volume of release. So when it was in the liquid state, it had the volume of release. So the drinking of it constituted the sea. So the Mele, when it changed into a solid state, it becomes frozen. So it also constitutes an Achille, even though it's a much less. In other words, well, that's not a Shugabaposh, but apparently this is the issue. This is the issue. That sins, according to Rabakine, is ishkash. Seal achille, and we have two achilles. One achille is an achille of another. They will require the Zayis Mamish. Another achille is an achille that can be realized in Yayin Kodesh. Then we don't require. We don't require a Kazayis Mamish. Even a Kazayis minus Mashu is also constitutes a Shil Achille, because that Kazayis minus Mashu is the same, has the same mass as that the liquid state of the same substance had. And at that time it had the volume of release. So even after it becomes frozen, so it also constitutes Achille. So in other words, there are two achilles. One achille is an achille of anomi. They will require a kazayis mamish, not minus mamish. And then the achille of yayin kodesh, so there is higher people if it's kazayis minus mamish. So the question is, when we have a hekesh between the seal and achille, is the hekesh between seal and achille of anomi, or the hekesh is between seal and achille of yayin kodesh? So Tesis says that it's mistabea that lechumre, we should make the hekesh lechumre. In other words, that there should be hekesh between the siye of yayin and the achille of yayin kodesh, because after all, yayin kodesh is closer to yayin than anovim is to yayin, because it's the same thing. You see, anovim and the yayin are not mamish the same thing. The yayin is obtained from anovim. Mashalim ke yayin kodesh, and yayin is mamish the same thing. But yayin that's in the liquid state, and yayin kodesh is in the frozen state. So mele, even without kalachon shisina, even without the tzatzakos, we should say that you should be higher. You should be higher on a kazayis minus. Minus much. So why do you have to resolve to exhaust? Or why get states as you take? But Rabbitam himself, he will say like the Yaakov, that even in that case, he will not be hired for Inochanan. The Bishatayim discusses that question. When you are Kirish, when you freeze, you release Yahweh, and then in its solid state, so it's in Mashu less in Kazayis, whether you are hired or not. So apparently Rabbitam himself, he holds that if one is to freeze a Yerivis Yayin Tzutzer, and in the silent state, in the frozen state, it's in Mashu less than Kazayis, he will not be hired. So later there is no struggle as to why we should, if he should be hired with a struggle and Kazayis minus Mashu. But because of the Aruch HaMashim Sinai, so he's hired even on the Kazayis minus one. Alright. Now, we have to read more. I'm saying, you are the Shomish Tmanis. Tome Rabbo, Shtayim Ki Uchoso, Ushlishi Sakhlutet. So we have to have two Mechitzes Gmures over the whole side of the suit. And then the third side has to have just a tefach. That's it, this is a tefach. So on the third side, we just set up a mechitze gobei ayud and tefach white. Reb Shimon Eimer Sholem Shiel Choson will be Zawel Tefach, according to Reb Shimon, a sukkes to have four mechitzes. But three mechitzes have to be mechitzes mures, and the fourth mechitze can be only tefach. Rabbonin Sabe Yeshein Limaseres, the Rabshimin Sova Yeshein Limiku. Yeshein Limiku. In other words, A means a mother, but in other words, whether the basis, the foundation, sometimes the Gemara uses the word Av, being an Av, the father. I mean, it's, of course, it's a. It's not in a literal sense, it's not father, it's not mother. The question is whether the foundation, the basis for the droshes, is the Ksiv or the Kri, whether it's the Kri, the Mikor, or the Ksiv, the Maseiros. But, so, one Madoma says, Yeshen Mikor. Rapsye, Rabon Sadre, Yeshen Maseiros. And that we make the Droshe, we use the Droshe according to the Ksiv, not according to the Kri. That the foundation for deducing the Droshe is the Kri, according to the Kri, not according to the Ksiv. Rabbon Otesis will discuss whether the one who says Yeshiva Maseiros, that only Maseiros is considered, or when there is a conflict between deducing the Droshe according to the Maseiros or deducing the Droshe according to the Mikro, so which one prevails? But when there is no conflict, so Tesis says, then we pay attention to both to the Kri and to the Maseiros. To the Kri and to the Maseiros, the Ksiv. Alright, Rav Shimon Sova Yeshemi. Rabon and Sava Yeshemi Maseiros. Basukes. So three times the Torah mentions Basukes, but one time it's a Mor, with a Mor. Two times it's a Chosa, without a Mor. Now, so of course, the third time where it's written with the Mor, so then both the Ksiv and the Kri is Basukes, is blood. But the two times when it's written a Choser without the Mor, so from the point of view of the Kri, it is a Siddur Hebinor, a Mor. In other words, it means blood. But from the point of view of the Maseiros, of the Ksiv, it's Iddara, it's like Basukas. So, Rabon would say, Yeshim Maseiros. Rabon would say, Yeshim Maseiros. So we have to consider the Maseiros, the Ksiv. From the point of view of the Ksiv, so we have only one Basukas that is immoral. So that means that's two. So this Basukas that has immoral is two. And then the other Basukas that has no involved is three. And the other Basukas that has no involved is four. So altogether we have four Hare Kanal. Now don't have you. So the Gemara says that one time Basukas is needed not for the Moshe, is needed for the Etzem Din that we have to build the Suke for Harasukas. So we cannot apply it to a Moshe. That is needed. When can something be subjected to Idroshe? When it's not needed. But when it's needed for something else, so then it cannot be applied limignon, for the Idroshe of Minyon. Here there is a special kind of Idroshe. In other words, how many tvanis? So in other words, every sukkas implies a day. So if they are, let's say, so one basukas is needed for the Etzem Din of Sukkos, of building the Sukkos. So how many do we have left? Three Sukkos left. Three Sukkos we have left. So the mayor had three Sukkos left, so that corresponds, the three Sukkos represent the three families that are required by Sukkos. So we don't have a very possible point. But there is our relation Sinai that one David does not have to be a David no more, just in the fact, a new David. So the Aloha relation Sinai detracts from the three families that the Droshe, the Droshe implies that three families are necessary, are required. And see, Sinai says that one day fed does not have to be a day fed gomor. So that means two tvanis have to be tvanis morim and one day fed in my temple. Poshu Klot, Shtayim Tehose Vasil Kasem in Kosel Shus, Vei Kvater. But Rav Shimon, he holds Yeshem Mikro. So not only the Basukes that has a book, that has a mole, implies two sukes. But Even the other two sukkahs, which are written as if it had been basukas, but we have to consider it from the point of view of tree. From the point of view of the tree, each one is as if it had a goal. So in other words, so we have Kapshinus of Anishin Mikro, Basukes, 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 Harim Kapshesh, each Basukes is two, so it's three times two, six. Now, one word has to be applied for the Etzem Din, so we have four left. Those have only Mufay, Toshalal, Alba, so the Melech, Shonish Gil Choson, Asin Hilchese, Vigorato, Revis, Viyuk Mesatel. That's one Russian. That's one Russian. Now let's see the Russian. Steinkel Hosso, Mizrochis und Zweitens Kilun Gam, und Rebus Marobis Kil Hosso, die Shio Meshachsun, der Kilun Zayn und Zayn. So, Yeshem und Maseres, Ke Moshe Gosa Fleische, und Mosa is in a table in Israel, Hio Ein, Vio Ikea, Veloi Ki Moishe Unika, Veloi Ki Moishe Unika. So, Basukeis, Basukas, Mashnachot, Basukeis, Teshu, Yeshu, Basukeis, Basukeis, ich habe zu haben, nur in Tren Chazer, Basukas, without the ball, let's say, we ignore the tree, just the Xim, so Chav Mashnachot, we move it in there, she trillis, Posuk, Hanema, Vishe, Eine, Midrosh, El, Mashmeos, El, Mashmeos, so, one Basukeis is needed, for the Etzem Din, to advise us of the Etzem Din of Sukkah. But, so one Sukkah cannot be applied in Yom. But the other two, which appear to be superfluous, can be applied in Yom. Hilchas Chodav Bino Niyo Allah HaMishin Sinai Lohen Ami Yid Ma'ale Hilchas Ami Chitzes Kim Yigirei Ami Shinishis Beikin Sukkah So we need to be there. Alright. That's one way. We both say me the full army of Yeshem and Yichu, that both Rabbonon and Reb Shimon hold Yeshem and Yichu. Even Rabbonon hold that Yeshem and Yichu. Now, if Yeshem and Yichu, so we have two basukes in the plural sense, and the minimum of plural is two. So that means three basukes imply six. Six, the full army of Yeshem and Yichu, the hoche, the hoche, the hoche, Marzova, Schoche Bayekho, Marzova, Schoche Bayekho. So one is needed. So the Shimon holds that Schoche Loi Bayekho, the Mashmu Segi Buke, Nake, the Suke Bayeshach, Loi Mikre. So in other words, so if we say, everybody agrees, that he should be Mikro. So we have six. But one is needed, one basukes is needed to be booking. So then we have four left. So we have four left. So the Rabbonon hold that Schoche is no Baikho. If Schoche is no Baikho, so the Mele, the Mashmu say the booking, Nafke, the Suke, the Israel, the Mikre. Now, if you change the Maseres, so altogether we have four. Now, so one Basukas is needed for the Etzem Din, so we have three left. So how does the Shimon say that Shomish Gil Choson Ushmish is a good thing? But what I'm talking about, miles of what Rabbonon hold, he has some interest in Litra to distract. So since altogether we have three mentioned in the Torah, and the Halacha Mishnah Sinai says one of the twanis is not a little longer, does not have to be a little longer, just separate. So Rabbonon say that this is to detract from the number of mechitzes that the Torah mentions. So that means that the third one itself is not a dream to the people. So in other words, through the Pasuk implies we need three mechitzes, But that pasuk implies we need three mechitzas mugas. Then the halacha of Meishu Sinai supplements the pasuk and says, in addition to the three mechitzas mugas, there is a requirement of one mechitza shein of more of the day for them. Before you say it, the kula al megaso yin chesel nidra, v'yei shein imasei res. Now, so then, we certainly understand the Rabbonah, but what's the pshat in Rav Shimon? How does Rav Shimon say that we need four? If it's Geosi Yufese, is Ritva Yishen Yemaseyres? And so, one pasukes is needed for the answer being? The answer is, Rav Shimon holds the offer of the Yashin Chiles for the Kriya. Ma'asova the Yashin Chiles, u Ma'asova ein the Yashin Chiles. Ein the Yashin Chiles. So in other words, Rav Shimon holds that we don't need one pasukas likuken. That even the first one is can be subjected to idrosh. So the melee, so we have three. So v'ol ochem ideoshim chiles b'mikne. So now so bar ideoshim chiles. So we have four. So we have four. If it's there, she's here, so we have four. And two, that the halacha of Meishu Sinai comes to the track, to the gara. So that means that the fourth mechitze does not have to be mechitze gura. Ma'aso ba'deir she's here, that's Rav Shimon. So we have four. Ma'aso ba'deir she's here. So maybe we have only three. And since the halacha of Meishu Sinai is the gara, so that means, shtayim kirchoso mishisafet. Now let's see the Rashi. There she feels. Nidroshe, how do I? Alright, Rashi doesn't say. Rashi doesn't say much on there she feels here, but Rashi says in Sarem. Kamasno maltan of Shimonoch, Visukotio with your neighbor and the Hebrew, who are Nasser and Mr. Mazar and Mok. So Rashi explains it because since the Posik says the purpose of the Sukkah is to protect against saying limon, against him, against blood, and against rain. So mele, if you have just three mechitzes, so it cannot give any protection against drought and rain. But only if it has four mechitzes, then it can give some protection.
What if you built it in the shape of a triangle? If you built it in the shape of a triangle, it's even more solid a structure than four walls a square. But it only have three to follow.
Alright, but usually you don't build a sukkah in the shape of a triangle. So the melee, one side will be imposed. So it will not be in protection. Alright. Now, Tetzves mentions another pshat, but this is how Rashi explains it. The machzeh will miss it. The way Abba Mechitzes that machzeh is there. Shoruach Meishiv is Azeret. There are different accounts. Now let's see the case. The case is, you have to look up the remorse, otherwise you wouldn't be able to understand the case. Now, the Rav Shimon Sova Mishim, Kula Meine did Hashim on Mikho Vaseret, the way of Hinnom Yichtab Kei, El Nilse de Mikhe Shagod et Kei, the Mars of a Mikhe Kei, Kidash from the Kibu is an head, the Sova Mishim Yichho, the Kosho, the Kibu דור שמית חום הסרס, הוא כתבו את הגות אותה רבקי נעימיה, כשאים שלו לב, איך הוא נעשה את יכול? כך. So, he says, זה דס, נערו בסוף, ידעשים לגמור אלו לב, איך הוא נכסיד, כך פס, חוסר עוד. Because according to the exceed, so it's like kapas, בכלל רבשימן, דיסו בהוכן, יש אין מיקרום, דלתם בפושים, דבו נביק נבו, דור שמית חום הסרס. Now, so Tesis mentions here as well. We shouldn't think that when the Gemara says one Tamil says Yeshem Mikro, and another Tamil says Yeshem Maseres, that the Tamil says Yeshem Mikro, he only considers the Droshe from the point of view of the Kri and not from the Ksiv. And the one who says Maseres, so he only considers the Droshe from the point of view of the Ksiv, not the Kri. I mean, the Ksiv and the Kri are rooted, are both integral parts of the Torah. So the melee, So the male egg, everything should be considered in the cautious. But the shiloh leaves. So in a case where there is no conflict between the kli and the ksi, so then we dashbo if there is no conflict. But in a case where there is a conflict, as for example, so if we consider it from the point of view of the kli, so then the result will be only three befitzes are required. If we consider from the point of view of the ksi. So the result will be only three befitzes are required. If we were to consider it from the point of view of the kli, then the result will be that four befitzes are required, so there is a conflict. When there is a conflict, then there is a machlokes between Rabbon and Rabshimon, which prevails only in case of a conflict. So that's the right. Because we see that Rabaki in Sanhedrin says, Yeshemin Nikho, and then Periko Shot, Abu Rahamini. So on one hand, he darshins, Rabaki darshins the Aloche, that it is Lechem Oili. So he darshins the Mikro, the Kri, with the Mok. But as if it had been written with an Aleph instead, or of an Ayin, because Ayin and Aleph in his house. But he darshins it as if it had been written with the Mok. And with the Mok. And then, so it's in other words, that it's not Nahalein. And then, and on the other hand, he darshins the Ksi. Lachem Sheh, Sheh'im no Dvorim Ha. So he darshins both. Ufei Fulut Agozot Nam, Rabakim Eim Eim. Ki Sheh'im Shalim Ebechot, Ve'yesu Kiachot, Darshin Dvor Eim Ebechot. Vidirzik Kapol, Kapas, Chosokot. So the same Rabakime, who Nigabe Lachem Eim, he darshins the Ksiv and the Kri. So Nigabe Lule, so he says, Lule Bechot, he darshins just the Ksiv. Why? Because over there you cannot dash both, because there will be steer. So we see that everybody agrees that whenever there is no conflict between the Kri and the Ksi, so then we dash both. The Kri of Shimon, the Sova of the Ancient Mikro, the Pandushi, the Pandushi, the Mikro, the Masin. So Shimon says that a father cannot be made here as Pite, Long, Rio. The shifres achavishes and bein shifres achashifres. So that works. Because the kri is the big day. Big day. The kri is the big day part. So a seed that had been written a yud after the base. So what does it mean? The big day boy according to the kri, what does it mean? Kim shepora solo talison. Talison. So Yishuv in Rashon Yericho. In other words, if the father was Mikabel Kedushin for the Torah, the father can be Mikabel Kedushin for Bitei Akdamo. So if the father was Mikabel Kedushin for the Bitei Akdamo and then the husband divorced her, so the father has no right to sell her as Novel Rio. Because since it be big people, once he was famous, he's begging the towers over. That's the reason as to why in Frankfurt am Main, so the minute is that in the chuppah, so they spread the talis over the chosn and the kalv. Why? Because the Gemara says, Kim sheporas talis yomer. So apparently, when you are mikavish and isho, you are paying the talis. So the chosn spreads over the talis, over his head and the kalv's head. So that's the mokia for that minute here in Frankfurt am Main. In the Svar, we also have that meaning. Because Kim Sheporas Talisiyah. So, from the point of view of the Mikro, there is no use. But, according to the Kri, it's the big Dibon. It's not the Bob Dibon. But the big Dibon is the Kri. So, that means Kim Sheporas Talisiyah. Shulim Rashulim Mechon. So, it dashes the Mikro. And then Rav Shimon said, so the Mele, Ein Yochel Mechon, Le Shifres Achavishis. But then Rav Shimon also says, a yochel mecho l'shifches achashifches. So there he darshins the ksi, bivot dibor, once he betrayed his daughter, in other words, when a father sells the daughter as an omos, so that's an act of treason against the daughter. It's not the nicest thing in the world that the father could do to a daughter. So melee, so we go people. So from that we learn out that a mechol mishifres achashifres. A mechol mishifres achashifres. So Rav Shimon, who says here that Yeshim mitchol nachim aseres, so they are hidashis. The kri, bibit vipo, a mechol mishifres achashifres, and hidashis the ksi, vipo vipo, a mechol mishifres achashifres. The Hain, the Shin Sora, the Shin Mikro, the Kamish, the Bibo, the Dorish, Mikro Masekas, Umilkosh, the Rabbi. So, this is the premise that the thesis lays down. That the whole Shire, where the Yeshim Mikro Masekas, is only the case where there is a conflict between the Mikro Masekas. But if there is no conflict, we doubt she won't. So, then there is the Kashi, Umilkosh, the Rabbi, the Dorish also, and the Mikro Masekas. But my Dorish, the Rabbi, the Shin Mikro. Rabakiba says that the father is a Rashoim in Rashoim. Limkeya, Lishifres, Acharishis, but Lishifres, Acharishifres. So he can sell, but there is no spirit, and we see that in the posik of Lachameini, he does his vote, Lachem Sheinu of Ron Halbein, and Sheinu Lachem Baninus, Sheinu Lachem Baninus. They dash Kichon, that's one question. They dash Kichon, Rabaki, another Kashi is, they dash Kichon, Rabaki, and so on, Sheinu Mikro, Uitamon Bisoch, Machshir, so over there in Dushi. So Rabaki says, Sheinu Mikro, and they call Mishikhe Sakharishis. So we dash in the tree. But, we sort of march over like this to the Risha Smino, whom Hashmai to buy. In other words, even though it's a Dirasare, so it's all right. Whom Hashmai to be shown, because of that, Sukha Dirasare. Alma, the boy Gimu Kiru Hoso, the Hatayu, Kidamu Bau Shmaitse, because the Lord says, many Tanoi. So, many Tanoi say that Sukha does not have to be a Diras Kwaker, a Dirasare. So Habakkuk is in that chite, and then Al-Tanoim say that Suke has to be a Yiraskeva. So among Tanoim that say that home, that Suke has to be a Yiraskeva, so Rav Shimon is mentioned, because Rav Shimon requires that the Suke should have four families, that means a real house in Yiraskeva has four walls, not three walls. Three walls is not a real house, it's not a Yiraskeva. So, and Rabakiba is mentioned among the Tanoim who say that Sukhya Yiraskeva is not a Yiraskeva. Alme, and Rajivan is mentioned among the Tanoim who say that Sukhya Yiraskeva is. So that means that Rabakiba is really kind of Shimon's being, and that Rabakiba must necessarily hold that Stein Kilchoson Schlicht Abutera, Natcholish Kilchoson, will be Sakutera. Our way of Kilchoson, the Hatayim of Yamuna Schweitze, the Ramadi of the Polish, Adrabakide, Shogun, Visuke, the Tiraskevamin, in Kay Soba, Rabakide, Kay Shein, Maseres. So, in other words, so Rabakide, so it appears from that memorial that Rabakide is very good for Shimon, and since Shimon says, Tiraskevamin, and Rav Shimon is the one who says Yeshem Yibitcho, so Rav Akiva is chelik that the Sukkah requires on the three mechitzes, not four mechitzes. So he holds Yeshem Maseres. He agrees with the Rabboni of Rav Shimon. So Yeshem Maseres. So it's Ikashe over there. So from this morning, Sukkah is mashma that Rav Akiva he agrees with the Rabboni of Rav Shimon. He holds Yeshem Maseres. And at the same time, Rabbi Akiva in Kiddush, so he dashes the big libo, Kiddush appears on the Talisa, Shulim Rashi Meicho. That means that he is a Meicho. So it's another Kashi. Umiyu Baze, the second Kashi is not this one Kashi. Umiyu Baze, Yishoi Bat, Meshmoji Kamon, Dayu Bomakul Sviroi, Sukot, Yas Kevavinon, Loi Mishim Shishon. It doesn't mean that all the Istanoi have one is the same Shite. There is a similarity in the Shite. In other words, because whether a sukkah requires three mechitzes in words, or four, whether it requires three mechitzes or four mechitzes, Two mechitzes gemuras and one tefach, or three mechitzes gemuras and one and fourth one tefach. So, in other words, so the one who says that it requires four mechitzes, in other words, it has to be more of a tefach. It has to partake more of a real home. Because, take the Magdoba who says that it requires only two mechitzes gemuras, and the third one can be a tefach and the fourth one not at all. So, in other words, it doesn't have to be mamish like a home. And the shayla is whether sukkah b'leish asfino is all right or not, because sukkah b'leish asfino, in other words, if it is a sukkah that an ordinary wind will topple it over, so then according to everybody, it's not a good sukkah. But suppose you make a sukkah b'leish asfino, so on the yaboshe, so the ruach mitzuyo will not turn it over. But on the yam, you have a stronger wind. You have a stronger wind than the ordinary wind that is much on the yaboshe. So the melee. So Sabbatim say that since he built the sukkah on the yam, and that particular sukkah is exposed to the possibility of toppling over because of the strong wind that rages on the sea. So the melee. He does not partake of the character of a real deer. So, but one is nothing to do with the other. The Gemara says, the Gemara mentions them together because there is a similarity of swore, but not that there is a logical connection between one and the other. When we were there, we were not going to go to the family, we were going to go to the family, we were But the question is with Rabbi Yoshim Tov. So there is a machlokes that is tanoim as whether one is chayim and Yoshim Tov only if he ate the chachas mishteichas. One, let's say, brought two chachas on the table. One chachas was chayim and one chachas was shum. And he ate one chachas. So we know that there is one chaticha of Yisrael. So, and the shayla is which one he ate, then there is a chaticha of Hashem Tov. But suppose there is at the table only one chaticha, there is no second chaticha. But we don't know that one chaticha, whether it's chaticha of Hashem Tov, so then there is no chaticha of Hashem Tov. And sometimes we say, there is a chaticha of Hashem Tov, even if there is one chaticha. Now, the Gemara is tailored in the shayla is whether Yisrael is Yikho or Yisrael is Masiris. Because the Kri is mitzvahs, but the Ksivir has only one bow, not two bow. So if we say that Yeshen will be called, so since the Kri is mitzvahs, so that means two chatechas. If we say Yeshen will be less, and the Ksivir, it has only one bow, so it's like mitzvahs. So even chichachas, there is a chiyu rashono. So the Gemara says, "Avoy koshel Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon Sadi Shemiko umichay beidach chichachas." V'chei damshchi, gavichti koshel chum, gavichti koshel kedesh. So Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon, we see the other Gemaras. They hold that he is Shemiko. We see here. He says Yeshei Lemikho, and Rav Akiva Dali Gemara, we see that Rav Akiva says in Rambam Yedush Bebikdibo, not Bebikdibo Yeshei Lemikho, and still the Amechai Vachtirachas Vifel Dam Shkite Dam Yechticho Shalchu Yechticho Shal Kedesh Bo Echol Yor Chalesa Vishenio Ubo Ach Yor Chalesa Shio Zeme Yoshim Tov Vizeme Yoshim Tov. Now, so, Rabbi Shimon and Shnei Levim Moshe Lechot. So Rabbi Shimon says Shnei Levim Moshe Lechot because, in other words, because one of them was certainly the Davere of Eich Lechatiche Shal Kedesh. So, but we don't know who. Now, if somebody is then in a Kedesh, it's Mechulim Anosh. But, so Rabbi Shimon Shite is that they can be Masne Anikor. In other words, if I am the one that is mechuyev, who will Shimon? They bring one call, and who they says to Shimon, and who says to Shimon, if you are mechuyev, the call, In other words, you are the one who ate the Chetichos of Kedesh, so then my Chetich, that I have met the Hain in that garden, is more to you. And Shimon said the same thing to Reuben. If you are the one who ate the Chetichos of Kedesh, so my Chetich is more is given to you. So, but then, but from Shimon, from the more it appears, that the only reason as to why Rabbi Shimon says Shnei Nevi Moshe Lechot Bechita Bechita Mishumen, so it's because Rabbi Shimon holds that it's possible to be master and one God, whereas Rabbi Akiva holds it's not possible to be master, you cannot be master and one God. But if Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Akiva that it's not possible to be master and one God, then he would agree with Rabbi Akiva that each one brings a Kedoshim Tov. But the question is this, Bishlo in the first one, alright? So, then it was Chachas Mishlichtichas. It doesn't deal with the case where Mamesh with Vasachas, Rumen and Shimon, ate one ate one Chachas and the other one ate another Chachas. Mamesh the same split second. We're not talking of such an unusual situation. So, Rumen ate the Chachas first, and let's say a few minutes later, Shimon ate the other Chachas. So, Bishrei in regard to Rubei. So, when he ate, then there were two Chatiches there. So, it's the Chatiches, Chatiches. But, when Shimon ate, so then there was only one Chaticha there. So, it was not Chatiches, Chatiches. Still, Rabbi Akiva says that Zevi Roshito will be Zevi Roshito. Even the second one. So, who only had one Chaticha there, not two Chatiches. So he also is mechuyim. He's also mechuyim. And Rav Shimon, because he says something else that you can be master. But if you couldn't be master, so Rav Shimon would agree. That's how it appears from the Gemara. He says Rav Shimon would agree with Rav Akiva that the second one is also made in Hashem Tov. So that means that we don't require tichachas mishlichtiches. Even tichachas. Vis-à-vis the second one, it's only chichachas, it's not shtei chatiches, and still he's mechuyev. So it appears from here that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon darshin, they say yet shei we must say this, and from the point of view of the maseiras of the sea, it's fast. There is only one pole. There's one pole. But Rabbi Shimon here says that yet shei mikro Rabbi Akiva in dushin. The Bible says the Shem Yitzchok, so it is here. Uboach was the Shem, Uboach was the Shmuel. Zeh Mishnah Shitov, Zeh Mishnah Shitov. Dibur Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon ate the Shem, Rabbi Moshe Lechot. Yechei Gav Yechei Rabbi Shimon, because that Machlokes is mentioned in connection with Chticha Shel Chum, Chticha Shel Kedesh, and also in connection with Chticha Shel Chum and Chticha Shel Shimon. But in connection with Chticha Shel Chum, Chticha Shel Kedesh, so then it involves another shot, because the Chachomim say that when is there a chiyuv of Hashem Tov only if I'm the vada yoreh, so yachay v'chatos. So let's say chiyuv. So vada chiyuv yachay v'chatos. So zori chiyuv. When the shtich b'chatos one chatichet, so yachay v'Hashem Tov. Mashiim ki vada kedesh shemat chay v'chatos. That's milah. That's Hashem milah. No chatos to what? So, there is a chiyuv kodesh amazing if somebody is learning in a kodesh. But, there is no chiyuv chatos but a chiyuv boshem. So the Chachamim say that there is no chiyuv of Hashem Tov altogether by chticho achas or kodesh. Or shtich biches, achas kodesh ve achas chum. So, there is no Hashem Tov altogether. But, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, they both hold like the Tame that there is a chiyuv of Hashem Tov, even if it is that kind of mishgogo, for the vada of which you are chayiv noshon, not the chayos. So he said, Uman b'chita b'chayim mishume elahu, Uman b'chayim mishume elahu, Uman b'chayim mishume elahu, Uman b'chayim mishume elahu, Uman b'chayim mishume elahu, as if it had been written in Tuvok, Uman b'chaye, so when Yeshiva Mesiles, mitzvahs, I mean there is a word missing here, it says matzahs, it's mitzvahs, mitzvahs, so it's a spirit, So from human creatures it appears that both Rabakim and Rabshimen hold that by Chtichachas, not Chtichachas, which is Chtiches, there is a view of Hashem Baruch, because even the second God is Mechuyev. So now we see Yeshiva Masiris, and Rabshimen here says, Yeshiva Mikro, Rabakim and Dushin says, Yeshiva Mikro. Alright. That's another question. Wenn wir von Schalim dann stehen, wie steht die Versehens? Schau, hau sie in Zuka sein, wie sie in Zuka sein, die dabei stehen mit mir ins. But maybe we could say that they are, the Gemara has reference, aber Kinder und Rabschimen have reference in case, where they were durch die Ches, one Stiche of Chumu, and one Stiche of Kedesh, or durch die Ches, one Stiche of Chile, one Stiche of Shimen, and each Hatiche took this was in each Hatiche. So the Mele, even vis-a-vis the second one, there are still two Hatiches left. If, let's say, we assume that each Hatiche had just one Kazaris, so vis-a-vis the second one, there is only a subject that involves one Hatiche, not one Hatiche Mishnech Hatiches. But if we say that each Hatiche is a big Hatiche and has two Zaisim, so even though Rumen was first, of and then Shimon ate one kazalis. So even after Reuben ate one kazalis, there are still two hatikas left. There are still two hatikas left. So this says no. It's mashma that Rav Akiva and Rav Shimon, that Rav Akiva says Shneim. Even in the case where each Hatiche had only one Kataris. So the male and vis-a-vis the second one, there is no Chichachas, which is the rest, but just Chichachas. We should not. There will come a time when we should go to the Chichachas. The Chichachas is the same thing, but the more the basic, the more Chichachas. משתי יחדים לצי כנאי ואין לימא דחיל דהבו לחתחיל לשניים חושב מצווייס משתי כבר מסורת but maybe you could say that in the name of Rabaki himself darshins a lemitma so the mele we require chtichachas mishti chtichas because it has to be because it's mitzvoyz two chtichas but as long as at the very outset they were two Hatiches, so then it's higher, even the second one is higher, even though at the time of the Achille, at the time of the Maisavere, there was only one Hatiche. Because the Shaila is this, if we say that we require Tichachas and Shnichachas, so then there is a Machlekes in the Gemara. What, of course it's Yitzhak Zakosu, but what kind of Yitzhak Zakosu is it? Is it just so one Mandoma says, it's just Yitzhak Zakosu like that? That it has to be chtichachas and shnichachas. Just like that. Only when it's the subject is on one of two chtichas. And another mandoma says, the reason is why the chtichachas is not chayav shel tohu, because then it's not ischazik isur, it's not ikvah isur. Let's say, if you have on the table just one chtichah, and you don't know whether it's chayav shel tohu, so it's never ischazik isur. Either it was all the time chayav, or it was all the time shumet. Mashiach came if you have two chatiches on the table, and we know that one chatiche is chel and one chatiche is shimon. So Israel was established on this table. So then it's more chomer. Now, if we say, if what would not remain in this case, where we had two chatichas, and each chatich had only one kazayis, and who they named first, one chatich and chime and named later, let's say 10 minutes later. If we say, and if we say that we say yeshei lemaseiras, yeshei, I'm sorry, if we say yeshei lemikon, yeshei lemikon. So, if we say that the pshat is that there has to be two chatiches, so the second one Shimon cannot be higher than Shetok, because there is only one chatiches. But if we say that pshat is in order that there should be Tvayisume, so as long as at the very outset on the table was Mikvayise, so it's still considered Tvayisume, even vis-a-vis the second one. So this is it. The thing that happened to Shnai in Koshin to be Sue. The Rabbah will come out of the Shnai of the Koha. Our Rabbah will call Shnai in. We show the meat of its voice in a way. Let's say it well. Kilimucha Hoso, Boy Kash. With Rabshim and Mahal Mishne Dam in Hoche, the Kuma of the Shin in Masses. Who we say when it's a tale in the Paisa of the Okay, Kosova, the Shin in Mitro, Bay Koshe, to come past the Kuma of the Spirit of Hasiko, Midrsin, Besukas, so we down should exceed one Suke, but we are really a Shin in Mitro. In other words, Tetzves mentioned several caches. I mean, that there seems to be a certain steer in regard to certain Tanoi, that in one place they emphasize the Mikor, in another place they emphasize the Mesiras, and Tetzves does not give a tablet on these caches. Now, on these caches, so if you want to know a crowd and how to reconcile it, so then we have to go over the Sefer Akhisus of Rabbi Shim Shem Kim. So that's a whole sefer on the Yiddish Akhir on the Dreshes. So he discusses at great length, I mean, why certain sometimes they emphasize the Mikron, sometimes they emphasize the Maseiras, and sometimes we dash both, as long as there is no conflict, and sometimes we don't dash both. But takes this remains in the Kashmir. Alright, now, the Dershim Chiz coming from the game. Umashma, the Kulaume, Schochel Poyeko. So the Gemara says, the Kulaume Kiazo in Kesel Yikra. The Yeshem in Maseres. If Yeshem in Maseres, so then how many do we have all together? One Basuke is in Moe, so it's two. And two Sukai is Hosea, so it's again two. So all together it's four. Now, Bosh, Bosh, and Yeshem Kesel. Their sheep fields. So that is Rapshine. So really, we have four. The mouse of the Rabbonim say, ain't their sheep fields. So we only have three. Umashma, the two army, Schoche loy poeko. Vatu hoche, do have we pay? Will we be clear when we know? We feel me on, we man, the Lidosh. So from this Gemara it appears that the Mayoma, who is not the Irish Chilates, so it's because one time it is needed, it is expressive for the Etzendim. So in Melee it cannot be applied to Inyon. We won't do a shekel shakut as we shall have. Gabi tota le hingsi le, li farsh, li perush in der shim chilets, mi shum bisa le kanal. This is not so simple these days. Now, aloche is, the dinam omenes requires shloish, and it also requires smuchim. So Shloshim Yom, Yitom Rabbonon, Yikam Baba Bais Elohim, Hare Kamech, Adon Lehim Yom Yivar Shleim, Hare Kam Shnayim, Asher Yashirun Elohim, Hare Kam Shloshim. So we have three times Elohim, it's Chayim. So three times Elohim, Daniel is mentioned. So that implies Limyon, that we need to be done. In the moment is, we need three Dayon. Not two, but three. Diver Rabbi Yachi. Again, the same vision trivon. They dare she trivis. We cannot count the first one, that is mentioned. We need to come about Baisalim. Because that's trivon. So that cannot be included in the meaning. Only those words that are over and above the first time that it's mentioned. In other words, so Vishin Tribonema, Bendershin Tribonema. So then, according to Rabbeinu, we should read only two Dayonim, not three Dayonim, but Rabbeinu is also made it that we need three in Ibezi. El Adam Yim Yomit Vashneim, Hare Kanech, Asher Yashin El Yim, Hare Kanshnai, Vimbezin Shokum Yisid Naleida, Hare Kanshnai. So Rabbeinu says, Enoch Nami, we have only two, twice a week, mentioned, bringing up. So then we should say, we only need two. But then there's another aloha. That investment shock, in other words, another aloha, according to Rabbeinu, that investment cannot be so constituted that in case that there might be time and then there will be no aloha. In other words, so if you have two, a new number, whether it's two or four or eight or ten or 20, is possible for investment. It has to be an odd number. Because if you have an even number, so half of that person will say one way, and the other half will say the other way. So it will be no achwe. So mele, according to Rabbi Yashe, so we learn out from the three times that the Elohim is mentioned, that the person has to consist of three. But according to Rabbi Yashe, we learn out only two. But then, it's an aspore, because of the principle of investing shoko, so there has to be a third. So, you want to say this. Name of the Dershin Trilis community. The mouse of our Dershin Trilis. The mouse of our Dershin Trilis. So, you want to say this. Should we say that the Machlaikim between Rabbi Yashin and Rabbeinu is on the question whether the first time that a certain word is mentioned, like Elohim here, whether that's counted, that's it counted in the minyan of the droshe or not. The mouse of our Dershin Trilis. Rabbi Yashin learns out that the best has to consist of three, because three times Elohim is mentioned. So even the first Elohim of the in the pasuk, in the first pasuk, Nikra Malabayis Elohim is included in the Niyom. So Rashi says, Ein Dershin Trilis. Why does Rabbeinu say Ein Dershin Trilis? Why shouldn't we count the first time also? So, the Liminian, the Ligufe Yose, the Liboye Mumchi, the Lihim Loshindu of the Rabbis. In other words, we cannot count the first Lihim, because the first Lihim is needed for some other Roshi, that it requires Mumchi, whether three or one or ten or 72, that it requires Mumchi. So, in other words, if we cannot include the first one, because the first one is not superfluous. When can we apply a Kliyone if it is superfluous? But the first one, the first Elohim, the Nikra Malabayis Elohim, is not superfluous. If the Torah did not say the Nikra Malabayis Elohim, if the Torah had said the Nikra Malabayis, the Torah had not mentioned Malabayis Elohim, I would say that it doesn't require any smuchim, but Elohim implies a diet. One is a son. Someone who is not a sonuch is not called Elohim. So in other words, the minyan the gufei osse, the liboye mumchim, the Elohim, loshim duo berabbis. So in other words, so Rashi emphasizes here that the reason is why we say, certain tanoim say like Rabbeinu, in their shikhiles is not just a cloud. The first time is not the first time. That's Teshish. Teshish is that the reason as to why in Yesh Tchiles, because the first time that a certain word is mentioned cannot be applied to it. That's a cloud. According to Rashi, no one says a thing like that, that the first one cannot be applied to the Russian. The first one should also be applied on another. But wherever the first one is necessary to teach us a special meaning, and without this first one spelled out to him, we wouldn't know this thing that the mnemonist requires some melee cannot be Vinibraniya, because it's not a purpose. But if the first one is not needed for any other droshe, so then then the first one is included in it. This lakashas. Now then the Gemara says, so name the Gemara says it first, name the Yashit first of the Gemara of our day should first, of Yash, Umas of our Venus name the Yashit first. So the Gemara says, well, the Kulau name the Yashit first. So then the question is, how does Rav Yashi count the first Elohim? If you tell twice Elohim, how is he counted? Tchleis is in the Hashim, and Rav Yashi is also made it, that it's in the Hashim. Omoloch Rav Yashi, in Cain, name it Kofi, Nikra, Balazai, Tzelashim, Maya Elohim, Shmami Lomiyo. So, Rav Yashi says, that here, the first one, the first Elohim, is applied to a portion of Yom. Why? Usually, we don't apply the first one, the first time, in Yom. Why? Because it's needed for a certain portion. So it's not superfluous. But here, even the first Elohim is superfluous. Why? Because, what do we say? The first Elohim is needed in order to tell us the Aloche, that the dynasty is some, not a headache. But, If that had been the whole purpose of the first Elohim, not in Yom, but just to tell us this thing that has to be some, why does the Torah have to say to use the same term that the Torah uses in the other two psukim? Let the Torah say the Mikra Balabais Rashevet, and then mention Elohim Adonim Yomim Vashneyan Asher Yashim Elohim in the same parashah, so then you will know that the Torah used the term, employed the term Elohim twice to tell us a million, that two Dayanim are required. But, and the first one is not to be included, to be applied in million. Why? Because the first one was put in by the Torah, was written by the Torah, in order to tell us another Aloha, not to tell us the number of Dayanim that the mnemonist required. This is what Rav Yashi says. You can even call me from a wise Rashi. My only Shmamunyon, the Rabbinis, reach the down and not out. Kidam in shape, Mandi is Ledine, Likle, Likabitani. So Rashi says, Likabitani, it's a dime of Hoki, the word it's a lady. In other words, Rav Yashi says that the fact that the Torah uses the same term as him in the first pasuk, as it uses in the other two pasukim, so it's a riot. That the reason as to why Elohim is mentioned in the first pasuk is for the same reason as Elohim is mentioned in the other two pasukim. Limyone. So again, it says no. The Torah uses the Lashon Elohim in the first pasuk in order to tell us that the Hediyot cannot be done. He has to be solved. So this is how people say when he says Man Yisrael Dine Likrev Ligadine. In other words, but head the Torah, so Rashi says, head the Torah, it's a dying of Ogil, the word it's a head the Torah Likri, the Likra Balabais Rashi. So then I would say, he can approach any head yet. He doesn't have to think of the Baladin, not have to approach a Samuk. But any head they can approach, and he can litigate them. The man. This is the one. Now let's see the business. We dare to first of now, if you didn't have any difficulties in the spaces, so that means that you didn't follow the cases. Because if you understood the cases, you should have any difficulty in the cases. And the Rishash had a difficulty in the cases, so he mainly makes a correction in the spaces. Otherwise, the thesis is inexplicable without the correction. The Deoshit first of the Umashma will put out this Hochle Wake, but the Hoche Dol Hali Bufe, wollen mit mir und mir und dem anderen durchkriegen. Wir wollen manche Kirchen für uns sein, damit wir alle hinziehen in die Tasche. Die Kirche in der Schiffriz, wir schieben zwei von Mucke, so rasch in Explain. In Explain da auch auf in der Schiffriz. So he says, not that it's such a loch, I declare in Drosches, that the first time is not to apply Grignon. According to Tetzvetz, it's a cloud. Ain't there she says, whenever you apply certain similar words, we are dealing here with a special kind of drosche. It's not a general type of drosche. Here is the kind of drosche that it uses a certain number from the number of times that a similar word is employed by the Torah in a certain touch. For example, here. In other words, because the Torah employs the term sukkis several times. So, that implies it has to be, it has to have three tannas, four tannas. That kind of drosha we have to here. So, with that kind of drosha we have to So we could say, if not for Rashi, we could say that the pshat in Endershi in Tfilas is, it's a cloud. That whenever we dash in drosha, on the basis of the number of times that a similar word, the same word, appears in a certain parasha, so the first time that that word appears is not counted in the drosha. It's only the other times, after the first time. Effort. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. In other words, in a case where the first time is not needed for any special aloha to advise us a special deed, so that everybody agrees that the first time that word appears is also included in the yoke, is also applied in the yoke. But why does Agadis say that in their shift rates, why does Aminus say in their shift rates? Because the first time that Elohim is mentioned in the first passage, the Midrash Rabbis Elohim, that is needed not just to tell us how many Dayanim, how many Elohim, but is needed to tell us that we need Elohim, we need this one. But where, in a case where the first word that the Torah mentions is not needed to tell us a certain deed, then everybody is made it that in the first time that a certain word is mentioned in a certain parasha is applied on. So, but so we see from this Gemara not like Rashi, because here the Gemara says Bidei Hashem Tchilas Kamitin. So the Rabbonim say, ain't there shittles, even though Kulam is Chochel Boyeko. So in other words, we don't need the first time Vasukis to advise us that there has to be Schach. We don't need it. So still the Rabbonim say that the first one is not applied to the other. Why? Because whenever a certain Drosh is based upon the number of times that a certain word, the same word, is mentioned in the parashah. So then, the first time that word appears is not counted in the year. Not like Rashi, who says that wherever the first time that a certain word appears is not needed for a certain halacha, so then it is counted. Because here, Kulau is Kochanwaiko. So the first two gates that is mentioned is not needed for any halacha. Still, the Rabbanan say it's not applied in the U Mashur Kulau is Kochan Boyko, but Lohe don't have to do it. The Lord in Yom, the man who washed us. The Lord who should hear Shakun in Israel, that we put on him in the Tashi, the Pierre should hear Shakun, we should read for him. Because in this case, it's not its clear for Sohe, and still the Rabbanan of Hashim say it is not applied in the U. They cash, the Pierre, the Domushi, the Maibios, the
in the Yashin. We all know what the Yashin. In Kay,
כי דם מין שמן יוסלם תנר, וכי דם דיין הורוגה, ולא ידם הגה, וכי ונמישנת, לא ימונה את הגה, אם כן, so how is it written here, אם כן הרוס על יום, so the רשש, then it doesn't make sense, so the רשש makes a collection, וכי ונמישנת, לא ימונה את הגה, because שפט might mean head at all. We wouldn't exclude if the Torah had written, instead of Nikra Balabais Alayim, Nikra Balabais Alayim, the Torah had written, Nikra Balabais Alashefen, then we wouldn't know that a Hediyat is possible as a God. I could still think that Hediyat is also Gosha. So, Nechiven, Dimshefen, when we might take in Kain, Eir, that's the word that the Shash would see. So the question is, if that Mishepe is when we might take it, that the Chepe doesn't imply that it has to be in Sobuch, it has to be in Sobuch, so how can Rabbi Yasha say that the first one is the first one is needed. The first one is also applied in Yom. Because the Torah could have written Vindigash Bala Vindikha Bala Bai Sarashepe. But if the Torah had written Vindikha Bala Bai Sarashepe, so then I would say that no Sobuch is needed. So the Torah had to use the term Elohim, could not have used the other term. What other term could the Torah have used? Shefet? Shefet would have implied immediate. And the Hediyat is possible to be. So melee, if we cannot apply the first Elohim in the Pasuk, the Nikra Balabais Elohim, Limyon. Because according to Rashi, so we can only apply it to Limyon. We can only apply it to Limyon if it's not a preference. If it is a preference. But if it's not a preference, we cannot apply it with the other. So the question is, and Rashi says the reason is why Roman Roma says ein der Shifres is because it's needed to advise us a certain thing. So that's why it cannot be applied with the other. So the question is, how does Rabbi Yashi apply the first Elohim in the Pasuk? We need to apply the Elohim with the other. But how can we apply the Yoni if it's not a purpose? And the Torah, so visually, if we were to say that the Torah could have used in the first passage another expression, so then we would also have known that is Samuch, that it has to be Samuch. So then we say, how is it that the Torah, instead of using another term, use the same term as the other Tupsuki, obviously for a certain purpose, to advise us that we need three dayanim. That's why the Torah used the same term, all in all the Tupsuki, even though it could have used another term in the first passage, and could have told us the same thing that we require us of. But Rashi himself says, in explaining the Hedesim, that if the Torah had written Vindigash Balabais Rashefe, then we wouldn't be reminded yet. In Cain, in Chagos and Yore. If you turn to the Shash. Behind him shape it when my head in came. Hey Havasana. Hey Havasana. That's the Kashi El Bada Afluis Mumke. Afluhoke don't have a good day. The ain't there she feels. We hold on it with his letter and the car is coming with the work is. So Kian is a great time in Saletan. So put down with the shoe pulling the donut. We are willing there she feels. So this says, comes to the conclusion that the reason is why one Mandoma says that in the ocean tchiles is because it's a cloud. And the other one don't know who says the ocean tchiles, so he's really come that far. Now, this thesis represents a big cloud. It is true that Rashi himself says in explaining Rabbeinus, so Rabbeinus says, Rabbeinus in Mishneh Daum Noka, ki de amme Mishneh man di Yisrael dine vikra di Gabriel. So Rashi says, so that's why Rabbeinus says that the first of him cannot be applied to the other, because it is needed for the Etzem Din, that the Nemonides requires Mochim, whether one or three, but it requires Mochim. A Heklet cannot be done the Nemonides. And he, the Torah, had written, V'nigash Balabais, El Hashefei, V'nigash Balabais, El Hashefei, then I would say that any Heklet can be done the Nemonides. That, Rashi says in connection with Rabbeinus. But, so the Chidush HaRam is an endless says, according to Rashi, this is how Rashi explains the Gemara. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Yashi and Rabbi Yis. According to Rabbi Yashi, so the term Shefet also has the connotation of Isama. Because a Heket cannot be called a Shefet. A Heket cannot be called a Shefet. A Shefet means someone who is authorized. What does a Samach mean? Samach means someone who was authorized by his Rebbe, who was also something, to be done. But, so, someone who has smiche is a shefet. Someone who is not, who has no smiche, cannot be called a shefet. And, so that's why, that's according to Rabbi Yashe. Because, according to Rabbi Yashe, so just as Elohim has the connotation of a real diet, a samuch, So shaping also has the same connotation of a real dying ism. So Mele Rabbi Yashe says as follows. The Deoshitris, the first one, Enochanam, if the first passage in which a certain word is mentioned is needed for a certain thing, then we cannot apply it to another. Because we cannot say, why did the Torah mention the same word three times in order to tell us we need three dayanim? No! The Torah mentioned two times in order to tell us that we need two dayanim. And the first time it mentioned the term Elohim in order to tell us another halacha that we need a Samuch. But, so Rabbi Yashe says no. The Torah could have used, if we are going to assume that only the two other psukim, the second pasuk and the third pasuk, so the Torah uses the term Elohim in order to tell us a certain number of dayanim. But in the first pasuk, the Torah uses the term Elohim not to tell us the million of dayanim that are required, but to tell us that the dayan, whether one or two or three, has to be assembled. So then the Torah could have used another expression. And according to Rabbi Yashe, Shefet also has the connotation of something. How is it that the Torah, instead of using the term Shefet in the first passage, and the Elohim to other psukim, uses the same term Elohim in all the three psukim? Obviously, in order to advise us that we need three dayanim. Because if the Kabbalah Satorah had been, we need only two dayanim. And the first Elohim is mentioned in order to teach us that he has to be subtle. Let the Torah say, V'nikra Malabai Sarashem. And so we already know this thing that has to be subtle. And the other two psukim use the same word, and not Shefet, but Elohim. So then we'll know that we need two Elohim. Why does the Torah emphasize the same Elohim in all the three psukim, when it is not necessary for the purpose of learning, of being advised of the requirement of Samuch? Because we could be advised of the requirement of Samuch even if the Torah had not used the same term Elohim in the first passage. Even if the Torah had used the term Shefet in the first passage, and the other two psukim Elohim, so we would know that we need two dayanim. the fact that the Torah decided to use the same term on him in the first passage as it uses in the other two psukim indicates that the Torah wanted to emphasize a certain number of ayot. This is what Rav Yashi says. Then Rav Hinnissen says, Einachnam, if you are going to understand it in the actual sense of shaping, then Rav Yashi is right. Because just as a head yet cannot properly be called Elohim, so he cannot be called Shevet either. Shevet is not. He's an ordinary layman. I mean, there is nothing special about him. He wasn't Nismach. He wasn't Nismach Lodin Ulehemis. But we say, did what Tehra Kiroshi Leon, that the Torah many times uses the language of people. And people, when they refer to a person who acts as a judge, even though he's not competent as a judge, as a dayan, he was not Nismach, as long as actually he decides a certain case, they call him judge, they call him shevet. So Mele, the Torah could not have used the term shevet, v'nikra wisely, because then we would say that people take off Rosh Hashanah, and people use the term shevet even in respect to a hetet. So this is what Rabbi Yossi says. The Rabbi Yossi says, "Lishne da'al minota ki bikavu inche mandi israelim mikyon galayone." People, when they have a conflict and they want somebody, a layman, a hetet, who is not a shomer, to arbitrate. So what do we say? They refer to the arbitrator as a judge, as a shevet. So Mele, of course, it's only in the Rosh Hashanah that the term shevet can have the meaning even of a hetet who actually decides a case, litigates. But in its accurate sense, shevet means someone who is authorized to be a shevet, not one who just renders a decision. But people are telling Rosh Hashanah. But even Rosh Hashanah, the term Elohim will never be used by people in respect to someone who is not a son. So Mele, Hinnissen says that we cannot apply the first Elohim in the media, because it is needed to tell us that we must have a son, a head that cannot live. But Akash asks, but if the Torah had used the term of him in the first passage only to advise us that the hetet cannot be done, so let the Torah use the term b'nit rabbala bayis al shevet, the answer is, but shevet yirosh miyodo can mean the hetet too. And the Torah wanted to make sure, to impress upon us, to advise us that a hetet cannot be done, only yisomo can be done. So the Torah had to use the term of him. What other term could the Torah have used? So maybe we have no right that by virtue of the fact that the Torah uses Elohim three times in three psukim, that the Torah here implied that we need three dayonim. No, maybe we only need two dayonim. And that's the reason why in the other psukim the Torah repeats the term Elohim. But the first Elohim is mentioned in order to advise us of another halacha, that the hetet cannot be done. And if the Torah had used the expression so I would say this is what the Chidushi Aram says. So remember, there is no kasha. Teisves mentions on one hand Rabbi Yashi said, in explaining Rabbi Yashi, Rashi says that the reason is why Rabbi Yashi says there she relates is because the first Elohim is also superfluous. We couldn't say that the first Elohim is not superfluous because it's needed in order to advise us that the hetet cannot be done. Because the Torah could have said, and according to Rabbi Yashi, shevet has the connotation of Sodom. But then Tesis says to Kashi, but Kashi himself, in explaining Rabbi Yashi, says that shevet might be a hetet too. The caving is monumental. In caving, in Havos Mule, the tragic says in explaining the Yates. But Rabbi Yashe is hiding on the and Rabbi Yashe says that we wouldn't say, the material was in the other. And if the Torah had said, we need to have our eyes of a shape, then we would know the shape means a summer. So that means that it wasn't necessary for the Torah to use the term Elohim in the first passage. The Torah could have used the term shape in the first passage. If the Kabbalah Sator had been that we only need two dayotim, why is it that the Torah used the term Elohim, not only in the other two psukim, but in the first passage as well? It's not because it wanted to advise us that a headache cannot be a dayotim. That we would know, even if the Torah had used the Moshe Sheikhe. But obviously, the reason is why the Torah used the same term in the first passage as the other two psukim is to advise us that we need two dayotim. So there is no kasha. Tesis asks from the Rashi in connection with Rabbi Yehudah, but the answer is in connection with Rabbi Yehudah. Rashi is made that according to Rabbi Yehudah, shaped it does not have the connotation of song because of the Yehudah. But according to Rabbi Yashe, we don't say the Motel of Rosh Hashanah. So even the term shaped would have emphasized the fact that the headache cannot be done. All right. Now, but we have to make a correction. We have to make a correction in this thesis. The chidin in shaped and mayit hege in kein eich hadosan yon. Not in kein hadosan yon, but in kein eich hadosan yon. I mean, this is mentioned by the Rishi Aram in the letter. All right, we'll leave it here. Okay, now, for next time, you have to be prepared. I'm listening more.